Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessing of reading Surah An-Nur. Primarily, there's just one narrative which is reported in this regard, and that is found in Al-Wasit, which is the tafsir authored by Wahidi. Now, I should like to point out that this narrative has been regarded to be concocted and fabricated by Hafiz ibn Hajar. And before I comment on that, I'll just read out this narrative to you, which is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b, or allegedly reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The words are, "Man qara surat an-nur u'tiya min al-ajri ashr hasanatin bi'adad kulli mu'minin wa mu'minatin fima madha wa fima baqiya." Which means that a person recites Surah An-Nur, then for every believer, believing man and every believing woman who has passed away, and for every believing man and every believing woman who is still alive in this world, for each of these, the Almighty will grant him the reward of 10 pious deeds. As I had said earlier on, this narrative has been regarded to be concocted and fabricated by Hafiz ibn Hajar. And perhaps the reason for this is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following comments recorded by various hadith authorities. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bishai, and also says that he's za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musri says that he's laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghayr al-siqa. Abu Zurra and Abu Hatim say that he's za'if. And Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharas say that he is matruk, he's been abandoned. And Imam Bukhari and Imam Bukhari also say that yatakallamu fihi, which means that, of course, there is a lot of negative discussion about him. Similarly, another comment of Imam Nasai about him is that laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Baghvi says that he is za'iful hadith chiddan, that is extremely weak in matters of hadith. And Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash also says that he is a liar, he's a big-time liar. So it is evident from these details why Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be absolutely baseless and concocted. So all in all, we must disregard this narrative, and the best way to reap the blessings of reading a surah is to understand the surah. We must understand what the surah is telling us. We must have a very, very living and vibrant relationship with that surah, and that can only be achieved if we know what we are reading. So it is absolutely advisable to understand the message, to act upon it, and of course, communicate as far as possible this message to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.